It's Mindset Monday, coming at you with energetic and tactical tips to help you level up your life and your week. Let's get it. Did you know we're in the midst of the Great Resignation? 4.3 million Americans left their jobs in August without seeking a new one. If you want to become a corporate dropout like me, but you need help creating an exit plan, I can help. Whether you need corporate exit coaching, business coaching, or you're seeking help to step into the best version of yourself, I'd love to connect with you. Listeners of the Corporate Dropout Podcast can book a complimentary discovery call with me. Visit alessiacitro.com/dropout. That's alessiacitro.com/dropout to book your free coaching call today. Hello, friends. This week, I have the pleasure of having Dr. Betty Hernandez-Tupta on the show. Dr. Betty is a chiropractor, certified crystal practitioner, and biofield tuner. She also happens to be my energy crystals dealer. That's how I refer to her. Her unique approach to wellness integrates crystals, sound healing, and chiropractic to address pains, physical, spiritual, and emotional origin. And when she started incorporating crystals and biofield tuning in her chiropractic treatments, she noticed amplified treatment outcomes. Her mission today is to empower women to take care of their bodies, minds, and spirits through seeking holistic support. She owns Backbenders, the Auric Fields, and the BB Wellness Collective. So today is a Mindset Monday episode. It's going to be a little bit different than the solo episodes you usually get with me. And so since we're entering the last week of 2021, Dr. Betty is going to talk to us about energetic properties of crystals, how to set up an altar, and how to go into 2022 with great intention. So with that, Dr. Betty, I'll kick it over to you. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure being here and talking about energizing yourself and resetting yourself for a new year is my pleasure. So let's talk about first, I think I want to start with altars, since a lot of people have a lot of different questions about altars. And I know when I show my altar, it could be a little bit overwhelming because I've been doing it for a while. So my altar is a little bit more elaborate, but I want people to, first of all, just start, right? That's the very first thing you want to do. And your altar can be something very simple, like a desk, a shelf, even just something on top of a book. It could be really, really simple. And it's basically serves as a sacred space for yourself, a place for you to go and reset. Maybe you want to light an incense. You want to take a few breaths. So it can really be as easy as that. Once you become a little bit more experienced with altar building, then you can start to incorporate some of the aspects of like including the four different elements. So we have air, water, fire, and earth. And you can represent those by different ways. So air can be your incense or your smudge, you know, stick, anything that you want to light for cleansing and clearing. You always want to have a cup of water as part of protection, right? And then you also want to have fire. That could be your candle. And earth, those are your crystals. So those are some of the elements that you can start to build on once you become comfortable with just even taking 5 minutes out of your day and going to your sacred space, whether it's, you know, like I said, like a shelf or, you know, a table. It doesn't have to be that elaborate as long as you designate it as a sacred space for yourself. Then you can start elaborating even with that. Maybe you can begin to do some card pulling, right? And I think we've talked about starting off with like oracle cards, which are a very easy way to begin a practice of pulling cards for yourself. And this would be something to help you clarify intentions, or maybe you have a question about a decision, and that's one way to also keeping getting in touch with your either inner knowing, your guides, however you want to describe or think of, you know, the otherworldly beings. That's basically what your altar is for you to connect with them. And then as far as crystals go, that's really what got me started, honestly, with just getting in touch with my inner knowing. And yes, of course, they're beautiful, right? And that's probably the first thing that people are attracted to. And that is actually something that you should pay attention to, because if you are attracted by either a color or a crystal, then there's something within that that your body needs or your spirit needs. And, you know, you can go into the color theory and, you know, there's a different practice with that, but also with crystals, each crystal has a specific property, and you can start by, you know, looking at books and getting an idea. And I always say, this is just an idea. This is just one person's interpretation of what that crystal is. But the best way for you to really connect with a crystal is to spend time with it, meditate with it, and see how the crystal wants to work with you. I always say, if you give them a job, they will do it for you. They want to participate. And it's interesting just to think about how they even, you know, came into being. They are the most vintage of all vintage you can find for yourself, right? Because they've been cooking in the earth for so many, many, many years. So if you want to start with crystals, that's one way of doing it, is to meditate. It's a really simple way.
I wanted to ask you too, as someone is starting out, I remember being so overwhelmed by all of this when I came to you, but I had this tug to get some of these crystals. I love rocks. I used to collect rocks as a kid, so it's like coming full circle for me, but they're also beautiful. And you offer a concierge service where you talked to me and found out, you know, what I felt like I needed, and then you matched crystals to that. If someone's not able to do that service, what would you say? And maybe this is too general. What would you say are maybe like the top five crystals that everyone should have in their home?
So my list of the top five crystals are going to be, and that is one way to, you know, if you're new to crystals, to start somewhere would be a top five. So that would be amethyst, rose quartz, clear quartz, citrine, and fluorite. Those are the five. Actually, let me also add black tourmaline. And I base that on things that we might need in our life, like protection, right? Cleansing, love, of course, focus, and happiness. And I think those five or six can really cover all the bases. I'm thinking of somebody with a family. That's, you know, something you can incorporate to in your family home.
So you know this, but I recently bought one of those little rose quartz mini moons that you have for my daughter, because she's kind of like a little fidgety, perhaps, like picking at her nails and stuff like that a lot. I gave her one of these to hold when we're like, you know, watching movies or whatever, when she's idle, and it totally like has calmed her down with that. Now she like rubs the crystal and she loves it. She's obsessed. So I think it's a cool thing to introduce to kids too.
Yeah, I love to hear that, because children are very open, right? They haven't been jaded by life and the world. And so their spirits are really open. So they are very easily able to become in tuned with the crystals. And we can talk about how that all happens scientifically. But children and pets are very sensitive to that. Mm-hmm. You will find that.
That makes sense, because my dog is always chilling by the altar I have in the corner of the office. She loves it. Well, so helpful. So I appreciate you giving the recommendations for the top five or six crystals. Any books? I think the one that you told me is really great is The Book of Stones. Anything else that you would add to that if people want to develop their education a bit more and maybe don't have access to working with you?
I would say The Book of Stones is an extremely comprehensive book. It is very extensive and robust. So it will cover most of the crystals that are out there. There's also a lot of books out there as well for beginners. I haven't really explored the collection of that, but The Book of Stone is definitely one of my favorites. And also my crystal mentor wrote a really short book on crystal grids. And that's also something that a lot of people are scared of, or they're just overwhelmed. They get overwhelmed to try to make a crystal grid, but it's really not that hard. She wrote a book. Her name is Hibiscus Moon, and you can check that book out too as well.
Perfect. All right, I'll add all of that in the show notes. And then final plug, I love crystals so much, and I was buying so many from you. I was like, Dr. Betty, are you going to do an affiliate program? So you are now. So if anyone is interested in buying crystals from you, I'll include that link, but it's the auricfields.com. And then you can use my code CITRO5 for 5% off. Thank you again for offering that. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, no,
everyone absolutely needs crystals in their life. So
yes, I'm happy to be your crystal dealer too.
All right. Well, if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to tune in on Wednesday. We are having an interview with Dr. Betty. We're going to go through her career and life and story, learn more about the healing piece, and set you up for a great 2022. So until next time. What you track grows. Grow what matters with the 90-Day Cycle to New Habits Journal and stay focused on what will move your business forward. Pick up your copy today at 90dayhabits.co and use code CITRO, that's CITRO, for 10% off. Thank you so much for listening to the show. If today's episode added value to your life in some way, please subscribe, leave a 5-star review, and share it with someone who needs this. I'd love to connect with you on Instagram and hear how the show has inspired you. So tag me or slide into the DMs. Find me at Corporate Dropout Official or Alessia Citro. That's AlessiaCitro and 2 underscores. Until next time, remember that you're a badass. Stay focused, stay hungry, and dare to drop out.